learning the Sefer Madani Eret of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Now I have someone's going to look on with me. You have it with you? No, yeah. Good. You look, check it up. Now you don't. Now no one has to trust me anymore. That's very good. Very good. It's beautiful. Okay, so we're in Siman Yud Beis, Rabbi Osai. Siman Yud Beis, Sivkot and Gimel. Fascinating Shaila that we had spoken about already previously, which is, what's the nature of the din of Bias Kulchem? What's the nature of the din? So, what do you mean? Is it a technicality, like Koyo Shvei Olel? Or is it a more fundamental din? It lacks in what we call Etzem Kedushas Haaretz. That means it's not just a technicality, but it rather shows that there's something missing from Kedushas Haaretz. Now you can look over me, page I and Hey, bottom of column 1. Where it discusses this issue. It says like this. It says, Shekedushas Eretz Yisrael, Lina Maisu Shvias Shaper Bot Lagam, etc. V'kev and Shekain, there's a brackets here. He says like this. Yeshlama de Chesaron shall be as Kulchem Choshev Nami Ke Chesaron Be'ikar Kedushas Eretz. V'aminan shall Lagabe Chovas Chumas Maisus Ein Zeh Choshev Klal Ke Eretz Yisrael. Afal Pish Yesh Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Lagabe Shara Dvarim Shein Tzrichem Etznai Da shall be as Kulchem. U'memela Shapi Yeshlama Shalinyan Maisu Shvius Choshev Eretz Yisrael Bezman Hazeh Kemo Surya Shem De Kedushas Eretz Lagabe Shara Dvarim Having a Kedushas, etc., and Kedushas Zul Goremes, etc. And he goes into this discussion. I told you that my Rebbe Rabbanan Soloveitchik said this. That although his great-grandfather, the Beis Halevi, was critical of those who made a comparison between Shvius, Bizman Hazeh, we don't have Koyo Shvei Olev, we have no Yovos, we have no Shvius, according to Rebbe. Compared to Surya, he said, Chas v'sholem to the Beis HaLevi. Surya lacks in the Etzem HaKadusha. Whereas the lack of Yovel, it's a technicality. My Rebbe Rav Aaron suggested, Avad Elta Zeta is correct, can't argue the Elta Zeta. But we can throw an additional consideration, according to the Rambam, that the lack of Bias Kulchem is not a technicality, that's a shortcoming in the Etzem Kadusha. This is found printed in Madani Eretz, Siman Yud Beis, Os Gimel, bottom of the first column of page Ayin Hayim and Alf. Those who want to look it up, that's where it is. Oh. This being the case, wait a second. If this is true, we should say Yesh Kinyan, comparing Bizman Hazeh to Surya, not only after Churban by Hasheni, but even what Rabbi Osai? No. Even after Churban Bayis Rishon, correct. Even during Bayis Sheni, according to the Rambam, no Bias Kulchem lacks an ethnic Luchas Aretz, Shtei Yesh Kinyan. Here's the expression I told you about yesterday. If that's the case, when the Gemara is discussing the Machlokes and Asugya Amoroim, Yesh Kinyan or Ein Kinyan, so at the end of Sivkot and Tes, page 154, bottom of the first column, he says like this. Who are the Nami? Shigam is man by a Shani Ashkinyan. Kaven Shigam Oslo Hoyag Noeg Elamad Rabbonim. For Kaven Shikane, quote, Ein Lecha Docha Godel Mizeh. Lomar, the Bechomokam Shashaninu, Ein Kinyan, Hainu Rak Bizman by his Rishon. There's no greater Docha than that. Retorachian. Of course, we can settle for a lesser Docha. That those Sugis go Leman the Omar. That does not require Bias Kulchem. It's Machlokas and Yerushalmi, hello. That's a dochak, but less, you can't say by that, Ein lecha dochak godel mizeh. So I just wanted to get you know that that's expression I found, end of Sivkotan Tes. Good. Now Rabbi Osai. We had a lashon yesterday, this is now back in Sivkotan Daled. We had a Lashon, which we discussed a little bit yesterday. I want to read it to you again one more time. This is the Lashon of the Sefer HaTrumah. Shema, which is say Yesh Kenyan nowadays, and you're allowed to plow in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, if a guy owns the land. And the Mishnah, which says he can't, Samach Beis Amanalf and Gittin, we spoke about it, that holds Kishlas Alava. And then he adds a number of words. For Afal Pisha Ein Yovel Noheg, Mikomagom Shvius Noheges. So the Mishnah holds not only Kishlas Alava, but also holds Shvius Noheges. Notwithstanding, there's no Yovel. What does that mean? Shvius. We know Shvius is no Heges. Shlomo Zalman understands, it means no Heges midoraisa. Like the Rabbanan against Rebbe for opening their shear. That's what it means. Comes out, according to this interpretation of Sefer Trumah, that according to Rebbe, listen carefully please, according to Rebbe, that Rebbe holds that there is no Shmita Doraisa Mizmanazeh for the lack of Yovel. What should come out? Yesh Kinyan against the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi said, if you have some kind of technical shortcoming, that's not going to achieve Yesh Kinyan. And the example he gave exactly was the fact that there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah Medaraisa. That's what the opponent said. He said, it's impossible. There's no Chesaron in the Etzim Kedusha Hasar. It's okay, so his great-grandson and Shlomo Zalman are pilpul about Bias Kulcha. But the fact that there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah Medaraisa, forget about it, said the Beis HaLevi. Here, the Pshuto, we're seeing exactly the reverse in the Sefer HaTrumah, as Rabbi Shlomo Zalman understands it. And this is how the Hilig of Shlomo Zalman understood not only the words of the Sefer HaTrumah, but also the words, we had a discussion about this in the Beis Medrash, of the Radvaz. Everyone open up, please. The Radvaz, Perek Dalet, Halacha Chav Tes. And it's a big question what he means. Someone else, I think it was Daniel, has a different pshat. I also thought your pshat perhaps, but we're both against him, Shlomo Zalman, so you know, it's two against one doesn't always work. You know what I'm saying? But the Rabbis, let's take a look at the Radvaz in Perek Dalet, Halacha Chav Tes, and Hichel Shmit of Yovel. See what he says, and you judge. Let the audience judge. Radvaz is as follows. The Radvaz says, the last few narrow lines in the Frankel version, I would say it's a little less than halfway down if you have the old version. Umiyu kevan she'ein kinya legoi lafkiya kdusha zoretz, nei de peiro seyen usvicheyem utorim, mikomakom tzorach liochlan bekedusha shavis, against the case of Mishnah. Hilkoch, yesh nimtzol tam, al ma somchu she'ein bedaktik in bedoma ve'osin tzchor beperos shavis v'noag in bakishara shonim. How can I be, yes, the Radvaz? Minig Olam was against. We all know Minig Olam was against. The Kesef Mishnah Minig was prevalent. Look at his pshat. V'yesh lomar, t'samchu lahem halaga'onim zal, t'pasku halacha k'rebi, t'yomar shvius b'zman hazad d'rabonon, v'keiv and d'ikru mid'rabonon, v'ikam adam v'yeshkinu l'gol afkiya ha'aretz v'kdushasa, samchu Allah v'milsa d'rabonon. Stop. Stop. What do these words mean? What do they mean? So comes from Shlomo Zalman and says, you know what it means? Even if Ika Kedusha Zoretz is not the Rabbanan, it's the Rabbanan for a different reason, we still say Yesh Kenyan. That's how he read the Radvaz. I have to tell you, when I learned this last time, I think 20 years ago, I also learned the Radvaz that way. Maybe I was influenced by Shlomo Zalman. But looking at it again 20 years later, I had a different look. I think you had a different look too? I read the opposite. Let's read it again. You'll tell me what you think. Read it one more time. Yesh lomar, for those who have the Frankel, it's the first line on the left side First wide line. The samchu lehem al agonim zal, the pasku alocha kerebi, dama shriyas p'tan ezed derabonim. Okay, that's very nice. So what? V'keiv andiga derabonim. Okay, so what? V'ikam and diyom yesh kinyo the goyal afkiyas m'gdushasam. Yes! Not only is there an ikam and dama namoroyim, but the ikam and dama in poskim. We saw the Rambam yesterday paskin that way in three different places, the Madura Kama. The others who actually hold away Lamaisa, Lamaisa. So although that's a das yoch, the Rambam himself backed out. But when it comes to what the Rabbanon, we can rely on a das yochid. But we're not for that. If you're just going to say, we paskin for sure, ain't kinyim. Notwithstanding the fact that it's only the Rabbanon today, because there's no yovel, that wouldn't matter. Backwards. Right? That's how Daniel, so that's how Daniel and I read it now. Shlomo Zalman reads it the other way around. I don't want to take a vote. It's not nice to take your votes. You let me know privately what you think. Look at it carefully a few times. What do you think? Okay, we'll leave it up to the Talmidim to make their own decision. Fine. The truth is that even with the words of the Sefer Truma, he said, even though there's no Yovel, Shvius, no Heges, that's Pshita, must be Midoraisa. I don't know. Maybe it's coming to the Afukehu, the Meiri, and maybe the Rav and the Balamor. See, it's not knowing at all. So then the whole thing is, whole Pshat is different. That's how we started today's Shir. By saying when the Sefer Truma said, the expression, no Heges means Midoraisa. I'm not so sure either. Rabosai, let's now turn our attention to the Kesef Mishnah, Perek Aleph and Ilchus Trumas, Halacha Chavov. We've been here before. Perek Aleph, Halacha Chavov. This is a famous Rambam, that even Mizman Bayez Sheni, it's only with Rabbanon because of the lack of Bias Kulchem. Says the Kesef Mishnah, wait a minute. It says that Gemara Masechta Yevamos. What does it say in Masechta Yevamos? The Rabbi Yossi says that Truma Mizman Hazeh is Doraisa. That's the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. We'll see soon, others disagree. Why? Because there's an expression in the Gemara in Pei Beis in Masechta Yevamos, Kedusha Yerish, again, what's the Kesef Mishnah quotes it. The hey is in a bracket here. So for those who have the Frankel, it's on the just right where it says Perek Sheni. Yerusha Rishona Shniya Yeshlehem, Shlishis Einlehem. V'om Rabbi Yochanan Mantana Seder Olam Rabbi Yossi Tani Lo. What is Tani Lo? So for that whole discussion, there's one opinion in the Gemara that Bisman Hazeh Trumas and Ma'aser are Doraisa when Mashiach comes. There'll be no need to re-sanctify Eretz Yisrael. It's already been sanctified by Ezra with a full-fledged Kedusha. Yeah, the technicalities, no Yovel, the detail, no Kol Yisrael, that could change in a minute. Says the Kesef Mishnah, it's in the first wide line in our quoting from Rashi. What does it mean? Shlishis Einlehem. Lo boy le medar umirsa. The Yerusha viomedesi. Vashminan haikrod lo butlo kedusha begolas titus. We're starting in 3 weeks, very soon. So we have to remember these things. That's what it says. So the question, according to the Rambam, is a problem. Third wide line towards the end. Valo kevand lo bo kulam lo havya doraisa. What do you mean it's doraisa from the time of Ezra straight till Mashiach? It wasn't doraisa when Ezra even did it. That's the kasha. So, I'm Shlomo Zalman is busy with this kasha as well. Sivkot and Zion. says like this. We pass kind of like this. Hakushyo ha'atzuma shel hakesef mishnah. Hik shel ha'rambam. Ech mo'chiyach Rabbi Yochanan, Yivam is pay base. Rabbi Yossi sovet the truma b'zman hazeh, the oraisa. Meho di yom ha'yirusha rishon ha'shniya yesh lehem. Ushnish is ein lehem. No. Kedush ha'shniya is lo batla. But it's the rabbanon because of bi'as kulchem. Bias kochem. Wow. Bias kochem. Fascinating question. There's no. If you hold your rush and shlishes ain't lehem, tzrichen ba'al korchach lomar, the sova the linyan trumas or maestris ain't sorach klaba bias kulam. The imlokein, haray tzrichen adayan li rush and shlishes k'del l'schayev gam at trumas or maestris. Why? Back to the beginning of this year, came in the Armina, the Shechisoran shall be as Kuchem, Choshev Kechisoran, Beika Yerusha as Aoretz. The Armina shall weaken the Gabichovas Meiser. And he quotes, he was Mechavat Rav Kuk, in Mavol the Shabbos Aoretzim and Ches Ostes, Shigamakos the Kedvarein Oayin Shom. Amazing. So what does it mean? That the Gemara is going to quote Rav Yosef Bechanina. We passed the Gabalazar, if you remember those names in the Yerushalmi spoke about. As opposed to Koyo Shveel, which is just a detail. Oh. So now, we're going to conclude this beautiful Simon. Simon Yud Beis. We're talking now towards the very end. In Sifkotn Yud Dalet. Sof Dover, after spending many, many pages, many of the Simon about this. And then, of course, Kedusha Shvius me aperis yupter me biru mutar mischor efsid poshedu shamechira moelas vade beloshim pickbook brackets. Believe in go achsha bedas asovim shein erech klala mechira zul meishalon nasis galafi chukam emshala ob meishasovim shemechira desman chashuv kashel eschira eslamani klala shemavko. Well, that's a bracket. So we'll come to it maybe a little bit today or Sunday. Kevin shachros halachihi that's Maran Bet Yosef. Dolei Mecharbim, Minig Mikedem Kadmosa, hundreds of years. Shein Noag and Klal Kedushas Shvius Beperes Nochrim, and there are many reasons for it. Yesh Kinyan, Lachem V'lo Lanochrim, whatever it may be. But as far as Avodas Haaretz, column 2, page pay. I'm enough. Av she Yesh Sovrim the Dasakes of Mishnah Dimei, the Sfirle, the Kolz Man Shakak Atachas Yarakum. Yesh Kinyan Enis Avoda Noag Bo'am the Rabbanon. No, we think that's incorrect. No. The Kaz Vikdushasa af Oda Takas Yad Akum. And therefore there's no heta whatsoever to plant. Do you want to plant? You only have one thing to go on. One. Only one. Number one. What is it? Sefer HaTruma Shemistapek Ula Yesh Lahatik Amav Oda Saretz. As we saw at the beginning of Shia today. We read it. That's all you have to go on. That's it. That's all you have to go on, right? That's what's a shvacha, shvacha maisa. There's nothing else. Nothing else. One more thing. No shmita bichlal b'zman hazeh. The Ravid, so-called Ravid in Balamor, the Miri we saw in bold print, that's a tziruf. That's a tziruf. Only one problem, Rabbi Osai. It's a Das Yochit. He quotes the Sefer Otsris Yosef, Rav Yosef Engel. Says, forget Het the Mechira. Don't bother selling the land. Just plant on it. Why? There are Gedolei Olam. Everyone agrees it's the Rabbonim. Come on, everyone agrees it's the Rabbonim. And the Gedolei Olam will say it doesn't apply at all. So he says, Samchinon adas yochid b'shas atchak. Even when the Shulchan Aruch paskim against him, ein lechoshas atchak or mizeh denogel leparnosas alfei nefoshes. Rely on the Razor of Zrachi Alevi, the Balamor, quoting the Sefer Trumas, that there's no shuas at all nowadays. Not even the Rabbanon. How do you like that? He quotes in Rav Kook, in Simon Yud, in the Mavo, who quotes a Taz in Yeredeya, Reish Tzadi Zayin Dalet. He relies on Das Yochid, Heter Isur Chodosh. Why do you need Isur Chodosh? What's the big deal about Chodosh in Europe? What's the big deal of Taz? You know what you need it for? Shum the Artos HaKorim, Chayav Shal Odom Toli B'Shtiyas Shecher Sorem Shibol Shum. They live on beer. Says the Heiliger Rav Kook. Alachas kama v'kama, v'mashenogeh b'tadirus l'chaya prat v'chaya klal, yoser harbe michisoren sheiches orim, she'ein elo l'tzorach echad proti v'aroi. Hey, come on, man. As much as beer is important in Europe, but they can't live in Eretz Yisrael with Shemitah. How do you like that? How do you like that? Chodosh. Yeah, but the Taz said Das Yochid. It's more than Yochid. The real heter that we rely upon in Chodosh is that Minik Chachmei Ashkenaz from all the generations went to the Ein Chodosh B'chutz Lo'aretz, period. But the Taz didn't go with that Malach. He went with a somewhat different Malach, with Das Yochid. You'll look at it, you'll see. Oh, that's what he says. But then, there's a problem. There's a problem. If you look in Chelkos Mechokek, Ebenezer, Simon Yud Zayin, Sivkot and Lamed Aleph, makes the following comment. The only time he can be Mekil in a Shas HaTchak is with the Machlokes Shalom B'Shas HaTchak. The Machlokes Shalom B'Shas HaTchak, where Machmir comes Shas HaTchak with Mekil. What if the Machlokes is B'Shas HaTchak? What do you say? Can dial listen from Shas HaTchak? That's exactly what they're fighting about. And the majority says you cannot rely upon this even though it's Shas HaTchak. He's talking about Agunis. Agunis is always a Shas HaTchak. Says if Shlomo Zalman, so is Shemitah. It's always a Shas HaTchak. More than that, he says, you want to tell me that you know a farmer has problems, he has a right to rely on and till the soil on his own soil. Says Shlomo Zalman, but here you're selling the land to the Goy. So it's a Shas HaTchak for Yankel to till John's soil. You and I know about it, because this way he's going to get it back at the end somehow or other. But in abstract, in lumdus, can't say such a thing. As the Beis Halevi screaming, as the Heter of Arnuna, which we had in Sanhedrin Chavav. That's just my field, and the king's coming after me. But I already sold it to John. What if I was the Heter of Arnuna? He says a similar thing over here. So he's not so excited about that, Nakud. Okay. Now, Rabbi Osai, our last point, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, for today. Yes.
What did Shlomo Zalman do with Rashi Sanhedrin Chava? He says it's supposed to be allowed to plant on
the guy's
field. Because
it's
disagreed with Rashi.
Because of Arnuna.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but he calls it considered to be Pekuach Nefesh. That's why.
That's Pekuach Nefesh, I think. Rashi says that maybe it's just a guy's field, and that's why you're allowed to plant
on it,
no?
Yeah, okay. That's a different part. So Rashi may hold like the Sefer HaTrumah. Add him to the Shitas Yochid. So you say it's not a Yochid, it's a Sefer Truma, and it's also Rashi. Somebody says it's even the Gra, which we don't know. But it's still Nachal Yochid compared to the others. Okay? That's why they quote that Rashi to be a writer Sefer Truma. One last point, just for brief. Yes?
Would Arnuna apply if there was a Jewish government doing that?
Let's not get involved in that kind of question. That's a touchy question. Eretz Yisrael's under siege, mamish. Let's not say anything. Chalila, no Ketrugim. Chalila should never say Ketrugim. Kal v'chomer now, when our brothers and sisters are running to shelters all the time. Chmona l'tzlan. So, we won't touch that right now. Okay. We should hope we should be to have quiet very soon. Mitzvah. Okay. So now we have in Simon Yud Aleph, he divides it into two prokim, which is, I think, the only Simon divided into two prokim. Perek Rishon, Sivkot and Aleph, he said, you know, there are those who, in order to get out of the problem of losachonim, of selling land to a guy, they'll rent it to the guy. Shlomo Zalman says renting the guy will not help. Because Yesh Kinyan Afkia means if it's a purchase, not if it's merely a rental. So it will not help. Schiris lo Kanya. It's a Sugan Avodah Zarah. And even if Kanya, it's not really going to work. Nonetheless, even though it prohibits tilling the soil guaranteed as in Kedusha Shvius, Choladeus, even called Maram Bet Yosef, is a Chakira. What about Svichim? Rabosai, I hope you're going along in your Maram HaKovas. Monday, we have to have a new Maram HaKovas sheet. We have to get moving. And one of the main topics we discussed from the beginning is Svichim. To get, you know, into the Mishnayos. We have one more topic to discuss before we get to the Mishnayos. That is, if I allow a goy to plant my field in Shemitah, am I over Midrabanan or Midrabanan? We had a discussion about that. All Eretz Yisrael. We'll get to that. That'll be the first topic on the new sheet. Then we're going to talk about Svichim, which is very, very important. Okay. But meanwhile, just give you a little advance notice. Hopefully, you'll be finished by Sunday, so I can start the one on Monday. That's the present plan. We hope. Hashem's help. So he says over here, Svichim. Is there an Issa Svichim or not? He's an incredible Harifas over here, Rav Shlomo Zalman. Unbelievable. He says like this. He says, he thinks it's a machlokes between the Kesef Mishnah and the Mabit. Wow. We all know that the Mabit and the Kesef Mishnah fight it out. We spent a lot of time on that. Is there Kedushas Shvius on fruits which grow in a goy's field? Is it Afkata de Malka or not? That we spent a lot of time on. So he wants to make the following amazing comment. According to the Mabit, the Lepshat and the Rambam and the end of Perek Dal and Shemitah, there's no Isus Svichin, but there is Kedusha Shvius. He says, there is in a land which is sold to a goy, Mefurish Rambam, there's no Isus Svichin. According to the Mabit, what's the difference? Sold to a goy or rented to the goy? Should be the same. Again, no Issa Svichim. But according to the Kesef Mishnah, it should be Osir. Punkt Fakert. Why? Because according to the Kesef Mishnah, there's only a heter because when he sold it to the goy, there's no Kedusha Shvius, and therefore we have some kind of a kula. If it's only rented to the goy, there would not necessarily be that kula. Additionally, another svara. That's what we bring into next week's topic. The lashon of the Kesef Mishnah was in Perek Dalach Chavtalas Chavtes Shelo Nasa Behem Shum Aveira. No Aveira was done. But what will happen if you hold that a goy works my land? That it's a major problem in Doraisa. We'll see soon. Pashas and Gemara Avodah Zorah Tetzvav that way. Minchas Chinuch is Klar that way. So in this particular case, what's the case we're talking about? A guy rented it from a Jew. So it belongs to a Jew. The guy works it. You can't say about that case, Lo Nasa B'Shem Aveira, because the fact that the guy works my field and I know about it makes me be over on the Doraisa. Shav Saaretz. Comparable to what? What's the best comparison that comes to your mind? You never had it because you never owned such a. We say it as an expression in America. There's no such animal. You never owned such an animal. Shvis Bamto. It's a pasuk in the Seras Hadibris. You want an animal, the animal works on Shabbos. You didn't do anything. Over Nisa Daraisa. So good morning, and Avodah Zarah Tetzav seems to make this comparison. Ad Kan Vorav HaKadosh. So now Rabosa, we come to the Radvaz and Hilchos Trumas, the closing of this holy sefer, opening a new one. The Radvaz and Hilchos Trumas, Rabosa, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. So a new topic. New topic is, I guess, the most introductory topic of all, which we should spend more time on going forward. This is should have been really in the introduction, but okay. Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. Read the Radvaz. The Rambam says, we noticed it already. Let's read the Rambam first. Kol shech ziku ole Mitzrayim in the Scottish kedusha rishona. Kevin shegolud batla kedushasa. Shekedusha rishona v'ishayisa mipnei akibush b'vad kitchel l'shayit el kishazavu. We saw this in where Beis Bechira Perek Vav Lachat Hazayin. It's even more dramatic and romantic. But he already said it over here too. Kevin Shalom Bnei Agola Verzika Bemikas Aretz Kedushah Kedusha Shnia Omeres the Olam L'Shat Ulo Asel Lava Ulo Asel Lava. Okay. V'Nichu Olsen Amakomos Shechzika Bem Olam Mitzrayim V'Lo Chechzika Bohem Olim Bavel K'shayu V'Lo Potrim Min Atchumim Amaisus K'ashi Yismichu Aleihem Aniyim V'Shviyus. We'll come back to that later on. Rabbeinu HaKodesh Hitri Be'eshan Me'olsen Amakomos Shlo Chechzika Bohem Olim Bavel V'Nimna Al Ashkelon U'Pitara Min Amaisus. The second part will come back to in a few minutes. Comes the Radvaz. And it's the same kasha that the Kesef Mishnah asked in Ilchos Beis Abchira. Meir the Kakashi asks. Vim Tomar, Kevin Shin Iskacha, Kedusha Shabbat, Kevin Shin Iskacha, Kedusha Shabbat Lehechan Holcha, Rabbeinu Kosta, the Fisho Isam Ibn Akibush, Mulvad, Kitcho the Shat of the Loss of Lovo. What does that mean? There was Chazaka there too. The Kesef Mishnah's Kasha. Answer the Radvaz. V'nira the Dato. Fishalo Kitshua Bepeh. Elabi Me'ezra Kitshua Bepeh. It was a factual distinction. When they came in the time of Yeshua, they didn't say anything. It took effect automatically. Very nice for Kibush. Easy come, easy go. No kibush, but they kicked out of the land. No kedusha. When they came in Ezra's time, kitshua bepeh. They used to say, the pen is mightier than the sword. Or the mouth is mightier than the sword. The sword comes, sword goes. The peh, the mouth, the kedusha bepeh, is forever. You don't have to come on to the terrace we gave before, Chaim's, in terms of a change in the din, a change in the fact. Yeshua did not Kaddish prepare, Ezra did. Fascinating answer in the Radvaz. So fascinatingly, the Derech Hamuna, Reb Chaim Kanevsky, he knows everything. I mean, everyone knows that. The man knows Kol HaTorah Kula backwards and forwards on his fingertips. Better than you know your telephone number. He knows it better than you know your telephone number. You can forget your telephone number sometimes. He doesn't forget anything. B'chaim. So he says over here, this vart, I'm reading it from the Derech Amuna, Rabosai, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, in Uchos Trumas. I'm so happy I remembered to take the Sefer. Okay, so he has over here as follows. Watch what he says. He says like this. V'yesh omrim shegam bekibush rishon kitshua bepeh. I gotta find somebody to say this. Who are you gonna find someone? I ask this, who in this room knows who argues on this Radvaz? I wouldn't even know where to look. Who is it? Me'iri Megillah daf Yud and Aleph. Turi Evan there too. Quote in Chazanish, Orla Aleph Yud Aleph. How do you like that, Bekis? All right. Chaim, not surprising. Okay. But Rav says no. Chazanish, he quotes it over here, in what he calls it, Tziyun HaAlocha Tzadi Beis. It's all going on the Derech Amunah. The main name is Derech Amunah. Sivkaton Nun Ches. He says like this. The other Chazon Ish says, let's see if I can get it straight. The Chazon Ish says that Hechziku Al Das She is Kaddish, if that's what they had in mind, that's the equivalent of Kedusha Bepeh. Okay? That's what it means? Perhaps. Shekevan shechzikil adas hakshiyiskadesh havikilu kitshu bepeh. It's nun zayin derech emuna and tzadi in tzion aloch. Okay, it's like the Radvaz, but a little bit different than the Radvaz. Okay, good. Then he says, there were those who hold that Truma Sumais Misman Bayashen is Doraisa against the Rambam. Some say that Kedush is Batal, and now it's Drabonon. Some say now it's also Doraisa. There are more rights, as we saw famously in Shinam Aleph Beis, Lo Nogu came. Manaf Kamina, says the Pchaim Kanyevsky. Manaf Kamina. O Sadi Hei. Kavanoso Leinian Sfakis. The only difference is with respect to Sfakis, or perhaps with respect to Tarovis. That's it. Not with respect to Yesh Kinyan, as we spoke about earlier. Comes along the Mari Kurkus. Let's take a look here. In Perek Aleph and Trumas Halacha Hey, with a discussion which we haven't had yet, which is quite illuminating. This is really almost a prefatory discussion. The Ravid says, Lohit the Rebbe al Masa Yerek, who peres a Elon, Shemad Rabbon and Aferet Israel. What do you mean, Rebbe is Mata Beishon? No, Chalil of Achas, Blushing one Chulin. Dav Zayin, quoted by the Radvaz here in Halacha Hey, hit the Rebbe a space shon, because Rameh and Olo Sheyerek. Everyone agrees that Mas Yerek is the Rabbanon, the Mefurash Gemara. So the Ravid says it's only Yerek. The Ravid also happens to say that Peiros Yilan also the Rabbanon. Where do you get that from? No, nowhere in Shas does it say that. We know Yerek is the Rabbanon. Must be that there are only three Doraisas. Psukim and Chumash. No, Reishis, finish the next three words. The Gancha Tirosh Chav Yitzarecha Titan La. Dokan Tirosh V'Yitzar. Grain, wheat and the other minim, not there. And olives, oil, and wine, grapes, and olives, oil. That's it. Even fruits. The Rabbanon, according to the Rambam, the Ravid. The Rambam disagrees. You open up Perek Aleph in Hilchas Trumas Halacha Aleph, the opening line. Right? No, take that back. You won't find it. It's Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, you read in Rambam. What does he say? Kol Ochel Anishma Shegidula Menart Chai Betruma. I raise it's gone to Yerushalayim with Tzarecha. Ma dogon tirosh v'yitzah machal adam v'gidulam arasein lo yesh lo banish nebet the goncha af kol kayotze behen chaye v'chumah v'chem l'maisris. It's not only dogon tirosh v'yitzah. No. The Raisa extends to what we call peiros ha'ilan. Peiros ha'ilan. Where does it come from? It's a drushas chazal. Drushas Chazal. See, Yerushalmi in the beginning of Maestris, a Sifri in Parshas Aser Ti Aser. And he creates the Gemara above a Metzia, sounds like Te'ena Chayavis Min HaTorah. Most of us in Rosh Hashanah say that way. The Ravid says no. Rashi says no. Maisa Ilan de Be'orah Tzgufa de Rabbanon. Brochas Aflam Advav. It's complicated. In Halacha Vav of Perek Beis, Rambam extends the same opinion by saying what? Hayarakas, sister of Devrayim. Oh, only Yerakas. That's the Mishnah Maestros Perek Al Halot Mishnah Dalet, implying that only Yerakas, but not fruits of the tree. That's a famous machlokas Rambam and the Ravid on this particular point. Okay, fine. So now, let's go back to the Mari Kurkus that we started with. So the Ravid said, no, only with the Rabban is Mutter Beit Shan, nothing else. Says the Mari Kurkus, quotes the Ravid, quotes Rashi, Yerek and Peiros Ilan. It's only the Rabbanon in the first place. But Maisa Dagon, the Chutzar, it's not the Rabbanon. Ho Ba'aretz Daraisa. Yerek, the Ba'aretz Gufa, the Rabbanon goes immediately fine. Chutzar, it's fine. Because they're bothered by the following problems of Mari Kurkus. Those who have this page Kuflam at Zion, the last six lines, approximately. We find in a number of places that Trumas of Maris is under Ogba Chutzarets. How can we mat the Beit Shan? So they say, only mat the Yerek. That's Rashi and the Ravid. Tosfos doesn't like it. Acherim Tirtzu. He's giving all the Tirtzu from the Rishon. The Dmai Davka Hitter. Lo Vadai. Dmai means it's a Suffolk. That's Tirtzu number two. Tirtzu number three. Yesh Mishatirtzu. Lav Lagami Hitter. El Lechurmi Eretz Yisrael. Shiyanog Bakuli Trumas Chutzarets. Ochel V'ochel Kach Mafresh. Which is famous from Challah. Terz number three, or Bitl Barov. That's all part of 3A, 3B. Four, Yesh Misha Tiritz Belokeach Menagoy Hu Shehitir. Next page, Vote with some Achem Nemer Bezer. Doesn't tell you what the other four, beyond four they are. Already. Five, Das Rabbeinu Enokain El Dolegam Rehitir Upatem and Amaisus. Why? Shekeven Shinichu Mekomos Elu Kadesh Yisvur Aleim Aniem Beshvius Legam Repatarim. V'asu osim k'makomas chutzart harachokim she'en truma ma'is and noag b'em klal. They have the yagilu guys. They're planting things. They have to take trumas from ma'isers. It's a Lakewood, holy city, Lakewood. But it's Lakewood, Pennsylvania. It's not Lakewood East. Those who know what I'm talking about. It's Lakewood East in Yerushalayim. If you plant there, they're chayim. Not Lakewood, Pennsylvania. Not even Lakewood, New Jersey. Okay. All right. He says, he only has a chiyuv of Amon Umov, Mitzrayim Ubavel. And you'll see that even places which are closer geographically, Ein Shuma Ma'is Nogamem, only mentions those particular places. Why? He gives the reason. He says, in Aloch Aleph, Rabosai, in Perek Aleph, in Nukos Shumas, Aloch Aleph, Unevi'im Itzkinu, Bidarais only Eretz Yisrael, she used Noagas af Eretz Shinar at Bavel. They she smuchal Eretz Yisrael. Verov Yisrael holchin v'shavin sham. She Eretz Metzuyas back and forth. And Mitzrayim Amon and Moav are also have some measure of that. That's it. That's his vort. Okay, that's the Mari Kurkus. So the different, many different pshatim to defend, to answer the stiris, Rabosai. The stiris. So Rabosai, before we go there, I want to make a step backwards in the Derech Emuna, one step back. And so he has the Derech Emuna, then he has a Bir Halacha, and a Tzion Halacha. So in the very beginning, opening page, we saw Chachamim Arishonim Iskinu, she no egas af Eretz Mitzrayim, where it's Amon Amov, because the Sviwas Eretz Yisrael. Very, very nice. And that Halacha Aleph, the very first one, Vachachamim Rishon, the first line, is the steer of all the Rishonim Eska Kasha. Are you Chayim and Chutzarot and Maestris? Yes, Midrabban, yes or no? So we already had, Mari Kukos gave him four or five Terutzim. That's how he starts off. Halacha Beis. Look at Halacha Beis, please, in the Rambam. What does he say? He says, what's Eretz Yisrael b'chol makom? Baratol shekiv shen melech Yisrael, o navi midas rov Yisrael, kibush rabbi. Avol yochid mi Yisrael, o mishpacha, o shevet, shaholchu v'kav shol yatsun makom, afilu min oretz, shenin l'avram avinu, Ain't no nikkur Eretz Yisrael. There's she nikkur b'kol ha-mitzvus. Lezeh chilek Yoshua beis dino kol Eretz Yisrael l'shvotim ava b'shelo nikhbasha kedei shlo yiyah kibush yochid kishayala kol shevet v'shevet v'yich b'shchelko. According to the Rambam, kibush yochid is a problem even in Eretz Yisrael proper. And it was overcome by the chilek of Yoshua. Amazing. If you look in the, what he calls over here, the where is it? Umepnei. Where did he get it from? He got it from Yerushalmi. Avoseichem lo nischayvu ela liyacha yudal shana sheva shekipshu sheva shechilku. Lo nischayvu acha kana kula. Avolatem, etc. I be made David lo kana kula. Ech nischayvu be made Yeshua acha shekipshu vechilku. Vakar dechalukas Yeshua havekilu kvar kana kula linyanze. That's where the Rambam got it from. That's where we got it from. Fine. It's included in the words Achakanu Kula of the Yerushalmi. Comes the Derech Emunah Chav Tes and says, very nice, that's the Rambam. Rov Rishonim argue. There's no nafka mina who conquered Tel Aviv. B'nei Barak. Ayochid, who cares? It's Eretz Yisrael. The whole machlokes kibeshiyachid is out of the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, only Syria. And what's the problem in Syria? Shekavshua shalokedin lifnei shegamu lichbosh kol Eretz Yisrael. As Rambam writes, Halacha Gimel, haratzos shekavash David chutz Eretz Kanan kigon Aram Narayim v'Aram Tzova v'achlav v'chayotze behen afi shemelech Yisraelu v'al pi bez nagodlu olse eno keretzol lichol David lochutz lichol David. Why? What may my yard and mouse Eretz Yisrael? May Shekavash Hosam Kodem Sheyichbosh Kol Eretz Yisrael El Nishba Mishiv Amamim Veilu Tofas Kol Eretz Kenalik Vlo Sevach Akach Kavash Eretz Zacheres Hoyikibusha Kulak Eretz Yisrael Chol Davar. It's called Syria. Psh. This is what the other Rishonim say against. So the other Rishonim say that in Eretz Yisrael proper is never a problem. Never a problem. Oh. So now, Rabosai, we have the problem with Halacha Hay. Halacha Hay is almost not to be understood. We read it before. No one said anything. It seems to be almost unintelligible. What does he say? Let's read it again. Halacha Hay. He says, Kol Shem Zika Olam Mitzrayim in the Scottish Kedusha Rishona came in Shigalu, but look at Kedushasa. Shirishona, Fisharasa b'nei Akibash, Bilvad, Kedushasa lo Sava, came in Shalom b'nei Agola, Verzika b'nei Mikhtas Aras, Kedushu la Kedusha Shnia, Homedas Olam, the Shatlas of Lava. Here's the kind of hit. Till now it's easy. Vihinichu osam ha-makomos, Sherzika b'hem ole Mitzrayim, Velo Rzika b'hem ole Bavel, Kishahayu. They left them the way they were. Loshna the Gemara, Rabbos, and Chul and Avzayin, Harbe Krochim, etc. What does it mean? What does it mean? You look carefully, he explains where the Rambam got everything from. On the one hand, Rabbos, listen very carefully. It's really lifted, I mean, word for word, from the Gra. Maybe quotes it in here. The Gra, Simon, Shin, Lam, and Alice, Kot, and Vav. The whole Mahalach is taken from the Gra. I looked too quickly, I didn't see we used the word Gra, but. No, if he didn't say it, he must have said it somewhere else. Not a plagiarizer, Reb Chaim. What happens? The Rambam is stuck between a rock and a hard place. Why? Kedushas Ezra is forever. Yeah, that we know. Gemara's in a few places. On the other hand, a few places it says, Truma Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanan. How do you get out of this mess? Contradiction. Umi Tamzeh. You can look up later on page 8, the last narrow line. Hichriach Rabbeinu, the Ramba. Livsok. The Gamba Bayashani Amad Rabbanam. The Afina Michal, the Bina Rov Yoshevel. Oh, here it is. Ken Kosav Agrav, you are there. Simon Shemalev. So I missed it the first time around. He quotes the Gra on the first wide line. I knew he's not plagiarizing. Quotes the name of the Gra. Shinam and Asakan Vav. Goes according to Rabbi Lazar. Birushalmi. The Me'alein Kiblu Esan Maestris. Daka for Maestris. But Kilayim and Bikurim. Nisha Rakdush Yisrael Tzman HaTorah Gam Ezman Hazeh. Shlish Yisrael Lahem. This is the compromise of the Rambam. This is what he says. Very nice. Very nice. The Rajbo is exactly the reverse. Mamash the reverse. Bizman by Yesheni Zdoraisa. You don't need to be as kuchen. But kitchel shaita velo kitchel asad lavo. So bezman hazeh it's the rabbanon. That's lush of the Gemara. True bezman hazeh the rabbanon. Didn't say true bezman by a sheni the rabbanon. Derive it. He says no. True bezman hazeh is doraisa. That's the rabbi halachava. We saw already. Bias kochem was only by chala. Three sheets. Says Reb Chaim, important vort. I heard it from my first shiur ever in our yeshiva. He says, "But look, lishasan, no about mitzluis baritz, aval inyan milas yeshiva seretz yisrael lo but la kedusha, v'chein inyan smicha, evshalismach sham, avshein tzalchem bechutzarts." The dinah keretz yisrael bezel. My Rebbe called shame eretz yisrael, and he added kiddush achodesh and negla rufa. This Reb Chaim has over here. Who does he quote it from? Chazon Ish, Ramban, and the Ritva, and Gittin Dav Beis. What my Rebbe said is really from the, he told him we don't get in that base. He could have quoted from the Ramban and the Ritva. I don't remember. Look at my notes. I don't remember if he quoted from the Ramban and the Ritva. I remember he said it on his own, but, you know, my memory is not good from a few minutes ago, so Kal v'chomer from about 50 years ago, so that's can't be expected to remember everything. Okay. Now, what did the Ravid say? Let's go back to the Ravid. The Ravid in Halacha Hey, in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, what did he say? The Rebbe was only Mater Masa Yerek, and Paris and the Rabbana. Rama can't hold that way, he holds the Paris ceiling is the Rice. Rashi is like the Ravid. Rama holds his Mater everything. 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 Even Vadai. Not only Dmai. Only the Makomas Karovim. They weren't. There's one more sheet that he quotes, which we hadn't mentioned yet, and that's quoted by the Rash and Demai. Demai, one more pshat. There's a Yerushalmi that says Bitlua Harovim, end of Chala. Why? Neatuma. Now. Why should we have trumas and challah? Which, you know, any kohanim in the room? Only one. You can't take kohanim. We don't want duchen every day. Okay, only one kohen in the room. Have you ever eaten truma? Have you eaten challah? Kohen, a kohen gadol. The terrace is we're all tamei bezman hazeh. No one can eat. So why should they introduce it? Get rid of it. So it's derabanan, put lum ne'erovim. That means that before that, there was Truma and Chala here in Lakewood, Pennsylvania. A little bit of a problem. What do we do with Maaser Rishon? Maaser Rishon can eat Betumah, Bachal Tasa B'chol Mokum. I don't know exactly what you do with that precisely, but that's what's quoted by the Rash and Demai. It's there. Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. And now, that being the case, the Gra quotes this and says we don't pass it that way. Because the Amoraim had Trumas and Maisim in Chutz Laaretz. Amoraim! Suggests Reb Chaim, not so poshut. Not so poshut. Reb Chaim says, there was a certain measure of keeping Tumah and Tara, a little bit, even in the Zman of the Amoraim. You and I can't prove it, but Reb Chaim knows it. I'm sure he has a good source for it. Based on sources, and I'm sure, and Chazal, that's what he says. But now he comes up with an incredible bekiyas. This is mind-boggling. Is it really so? No one knows exactly if it's so, but he quotes it. The sefer called Tosefes Maaser Rav. Maaser Rav, as you know, is the Hanhogas of the Vilna Gaon. He quotes from Tosefes Maaser Rav Simon Kuvov. You're not going to believe this. The Vilna Gaon. Listen carefully. The Vilna Gaon bought land, real estate back there. The Vilna Gaon, just Shtel Zechvar. He planted wheat, and it took mice. In Vilna. You can grow wheat in Vilna, I guess they can. Maybe this is the Vilna Gaon can. Maybe you and I can. Mofs. So he calls him to Tosefes Maaser Rav. That's quite a chiddush nifla v'nar. So I've never heard of anybody else since the Vilna Gaon do that. But, you know, Vilna Gaon has own unique shitas. He held that Mikra din applies to chutzarts. Not the way the Rambam said, only the Mekomas HaKrovim. Vilna, by no way, is Mekomas HaKrovim. Not even a chance. He quotes over here, Rabbi Osai. The Vilna Gaon, he said, you don't follow the Rovim. Yitochein. Because Rak Pigmana Moroyim Shayuksas Taras Nogol came. Lohakak Shabodal Taras Tami Taras. Tosmas Rav is page base. Base of an alf on top. Bir Alocha. Grokon Akaka Vazor Bachitin Victor and also Meiser. Wee! Bechokhut starts Nog Meiser with Rabbon and Gamayom. Ah! You know, I think he only did it once. I don't think he did it every single time. I'm not sure he did it every. Sari Tevil. So this is a little strange. Tosefus Ma'aser Rav. If you really know it, I don't know. I'm just reading what it says over here. That's all I'm saying. But now you come to the hard part, Rabbi Osai. Open up the Rambam again. You only have another 5 minutes. Open the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. It's just hard to read it. Let's read as best as we can. Let's go quickly as far as we can. Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. What exactly did they do? It's based on the Gemara. But what do they do exactly? They left it the way they were. What does that mean? They didn't. What do you mean? They were Mekadosh, they were not Mekadosh. What do the words. Read the words of the Rambam. What does it mean? What does it mean? I'm asking, what do the words mean? What do the words mean? So look at Mari Kurkus, I asked you to see. The Mari Kurkus says, Uve Perish, those it's on the last five lines of column one, page Kuf Lama Zayin. Uve Perish, Kadesh Yitzvah Ne'emani, and Beshvias, because of Rashi Zal, of Zayin and Chulin, Lo Rotsu Lahar Zekidushasa, Kidei shiyu muto lachrosh v'lizrosh and b'shvius sheinoi b'chutzlorts v'yismichu aleihem aniim lito leket shikha peyem asroni u'beit shanois, etc. That's what he says. Yesh l'tzmo al zeh frek the Mari Kurkus against the Mishnah. We saw the Mishnah already before, Vav Aleph. Gimel Aratzus Shvius, Kol Mokom Shechziku Ole Bava Lo Nechal Vlo Nevad, Kol Mokom Shechziku Ole Mitzrayim Nechal Avlo Nevad. Hesh Afilu Shelo Chziku Ole Bava Eino Nevad. V'Asa B'Charish Is Ria. The Rambam writes Dalal Halacha Chavav. What's going on? How can you say they left the Ole Bava? So it's only Ole Mitzrayim. So you can plant it against the Mishnah Mufareshes Vav Aleph in the Masech the Shvius. The Mari Kurkus is cash against Rashi. You have to say, the Mari Kurkus suggests, that the Mishnah goes according to the Shita, the Kedusha is of Mitzrayim, is La'asid Lava. That's what he suggests. Therefore, Lo Nevad. So I have a cash. If that's, he says, I'm reading the words. Epshel Das Rashi. He must nisin command the Yomar Kedusha Rishon or Gishu Tushai Lasa Lava. Lekach af mokam shalom kivshu ole bavel eino nevat. Umikomak alo echmiru ba loma shalom yeh nechal kasher echmiru b'shniyah. The b'shniyah vare echmiru tvei. Why? Why is the echmiru tvei? The first Kedusha Lasa Lava. Avlidan, the kama Kedusha Rishon or Gishu Lasa Lava. Nechal vo nevat ma b'chutzarts. B'chutzarts in Shvias. L'rotzach ma yosem b'chutzarts. Ubevadai sheze dochak. Yeah, well, why is takanecha? Better teretz. Od le of shaloma. To lolem is man kedusha shnia osam amakoma shinichu dinamu kechol chutzart. To mutalachash ul isra. Uvetera nisharu. Ikasmikas aniyim beleket vechule de maishna. Aval achar kach osru chachome vegozim bemkomos elu. Shlo yiyah nevad, came in the sof sof Eretz Yisrael heim, v'niskatshu b'kedusha rishona, v'zui mishnasenu, v'av aleph, t'vare ma'ashe eno nevad b'ma'ashech zik olam Mitzrayim, b'drabonanu, v'kev and shekein, yeshlo v'dachakach nesar, avak sheinichum, mutahoya v'nichum me'anim, v'chakach rotzul d'hachmir, v'lo locha shetakon asanim, leitze sibo, so they changed in the middle. It's not the best pshat in the whole wide world, but at least it's better than the other pshat. Yeah. I don't want to go late, so we'll stop here. We're not done with this smicha b'shvius. We'll try to discuss this in Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday. Then we'll try to finish up as much as we can from the Sefer Derech Amun.